Mary Regan of our political staff, clarity really, aren't they? What actually is the position? The plan was to go to 100 at a wedding from the early August, and as one of those contributors was saying, the Thornister somewhat put a question mark over that. So are we getting a decision today from Cabinet?
Well, unfortunately, those brides and father of the bride will have to wait a little bit longer, because the issue hasn't, as of about 5 minutes ago, yet been discussed by Cabinet today. However, it is due to be discussed, and the indications that we got before Cabinet meetings was that the broad preference amongst ministers is that this is increased now from 50 to 100 people. That was, of course, due to happen in any event from the first week of August. However, there was doubt cast on that last week after the Cabinet meeting, after the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar did say that people preparing for weddings should prepare for sticking with 50. But the expectation is that this will be increased to 100 from August 5th is the date being looked at, because that is a Thursday. So it would allow any weddings taking place that weekend to, you know, to have the increased numbers. However, the exact final detail of, you know, what can we expect in terms of whether those people might need a vaccination, whether there will be music allowed, the closing time, all those sort of issues, we'll just have to wait and see what is discussed at Cabinet today. There isn't a formal memo as such, so there's no formal proposal. It's just something ministers have to discuss, and they haven't got around to it yet.
It also presumably raises a question in relation to the numbers allowed at other religious ceremonies, you know, confirmations, First Holy Communion, unions, funerals. The cap is still 50 there. If the cap for weddings is to be raised, then what happens in relation to those other events?
Yes, and the indications given just about 2 weeks ago were that these issues around religious ceremonies would be examined in the coming weeks. But the indications at Cabinet last week, when various ministers were raising various issues, they were sort of given the impression that following, for example, the reopening of indoor hospitality, that there would be no further easing of restrictions for some time yet. And the Taoiseach himself said, going into Cabinet this morning, that after one or two decisions are taken by Cabinet today, he said very little else will be done in terms of any further significant opening for the next 6 weeks or so, as the government takes stock, as he put it. But if there were to be allowed 100 people into a wedding, then of course, yes, it would put some pressure on to allow other religious ceremonies, baptisms, confirmations, communions, all of which have been postponed, to also, you know, be allowed to go ahead.
Well, now, we have had a decision. You've been reporting in relation to the vaccination of 12 to 15-year-olds. That we understand, you understand, has been approved. It is to go ahead on foot of this advice from NIAC.
Yeah, NIAC made the recommendations around this last night. So it doesn't have to be formally approved by Cabinet, but Cabinet is expected to discuss it. And the expectation is that it will be announced after Cabinet that 12 to 15-year-olds will be offered the vaccination, and not just those who are particularly vulnerable to the virus. It'll be offered to all people in that age cohort. There's around 250,000 of them. Now, a few things have to be done. First of all, the HSE just has to change that online portal, because a box will need to be ticked in order to allow parental consent, and then that parental consent will have to be checked afterwards. Also, things like the vaccination centres themselves, because if anyone under 16, because that is the medical age of consent, is going in for a vaccination, they will have to be accompanied by an adult. So there's just some operational changes that have to be made. But my understanding is that there isn't any concerns around supply or any issues like that. And this could happen as early as next week, that they could include this age cohort. And the idea there would be that they could receive their first dose and then their second dose 4 weeks later, so that they could all be fully vaccinated in time for the start of the new school term.
Yeah, but there's no suggestion, is there, that children or young people in this category would require to be vaccinated in order to return to school?
No, that is, and that has never been sort of the way they've approached this issue around vaccinations. So, you know, it will be offered to all people in that age cohort, and offered an mRNA vaccine. Sorry, I should have said that's either Pfizer or Moderna. You know, so both of those would require two doses, which are given 4 weeks apart. And there will probably be some sort of public information campaign to ensure that people in this age cohort and their parents make an informed choice around it, because we've seen in other countries there are varying approaches to vaccinating children. For example, the UK has opted not to do this, to only give the vaccine to people in that age group who are medically vulnerable. Other countries like France and the US have gone ahead with the mass vaccination of young people and teenagers, and the HSE suggested last Thursday that mass vaccination of children would be necessary to reach that so-called herd immunity.
Mary Regan of our political staff, thank you for that.